Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Dow Media station.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
But yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What is your deal with Sam?
Why I feel like every time my camera's off, Sam snitching. She's always the one who saw it. Her and Dell are always so worried about a camera.
I'm worried about the company.
The people online, they're not here to watch us.
Heard.
They're here to They're here to talk bad about Dell, and they're here to just talk to each other.
I don't know if you've heard. We're not just a radio station anymore. We're a media company.
Yes.
So we have a YouTube channel where we create videos for people to watch later on. So that's part
of
the
reason. Mislabel it, and they make us look bad.
You keep referencing something from an older regime. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, it happens still.
We'll see it doesn't.
You know, Dell never says anything intelligent, but this, I'm with him on.
It still happens.
We are not just a radio station anymore.
Right.
I don't know why you keep fighting it. Just put the damn camera on. You'll have that bad shot of you on NFL Network. Why don't you just do it for us?
Look, Sean, look, you can see Sean. He took off his bandana, okay? He's got the long flowing hair going on. That's beautiful, okay? It's beautiful.
So I was in my office all weekend working on, like, Saturday, all day Saturday. And most of the day yesterday, I forgot that I was like, oh, I got to go to Baton Rouge. I got to go to Lake Charles today. Because I've had I screwed around so much with my draft write-ups. Like, I'll just get two done today. Yeah, I'll just get – and now I'm like, oh, I got to get six done a day for 21 straight days. Like, this is a lot.
That's seven days a week.
It's a lot to get that much done. So anyway, I'm up there yesterday. When's the bullpen on? You're not on there anymore. But Mapes, you're on, right?
Saturdays, noon to 2.
Okay, it was Saturday. So I was up there all day Saturday working. I got in at 9. I left at 7. And so I will say this. That is one of the loudest shows I've ever seen. Brian McDonald belts it out. You guys get very excited about things on that show, Sean. Am I wrong? It felt like it because I was in there and I'm like, I think RJ called and everyone acted like something, like somebody had struck gold, like somebody had literally hit an oil well, like RJ. and Sean, that's not your energy, so I know it's not you.
Yeah.
But I heard somebody scream at the top of their lungs with excitement. I'm like, man,
did RJ come on?
I guess that's.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened.
We had RJ Saunders. We had a bunch of different people.
Our old producer RJ.
Yeah. Saunders. Make. Random call-ins in honor of the Royal Rumble that was on Saturday.
Oh, that's what it was.
So it was
okay.
like a Royal Rumble of people calling in for like 5 minutes. And,
so the most
RJ was the
so
first.
So that's why it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So the most excited
RJ, the producer that
the former
liked,
producer
as opposed
of the
to
show.
Dell, right?
Yeah, they all like because he would play the music that people wanted.
Yeah,
and like they would say, "Hey, play some of this."
And he was nice.
Yeah,
as opposed to you know.
So, the most excited I've seen Sebastian in years happened on Royal Rumble. He was watching, my son was watching.
What is the Royal Rumble?
So, Royal Rumble is a wrestling entity created by WWF/WWE. Uh-oh. Actually, it started under WWE, I think. Now that I watch Mr. McMahon on Netflix, I pretty much know all wrestling history. And actually, that was a really good documentary.
It was a good documentary.
Netflix, it's
really
good.
It's really good.
Really good. Really interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway, what it is I guess two guys start in a ring, and then once, I guess you have to be thrown out. If both of your feet hit the ground, you're out, right? So it's kind of king of the hill, king of the mountain, whatever we play. So then the next guy will run into the ring. You don't know who it's going to be. Like, who is it? And their entry music comes on, and, oh, God, it's this guy.
I wouldn't know him even after I saw
him. Yeah, you wouldn't know him. So Sebastian's watching
it. Oh, no, it's him? I didn't know him.
Sebastian, it was on Peacock. So Sebastian's watching it on TV, on a little TV while he's eating, and it's in the little office room, and he's watching, and I'm talking about it. It's Royal Rumble. I said, is this live? He goes, yeah, it's live on Peacock. Oh, okay. So I'm not watching it, but I'm familiar with what it is. Because, like I said, I'm now a wrestling historian now.
Right.
Seeing Mr. McMahon. And actually, I knew a lot of the wrestling stuff. Mine was more Mid-South. I was more regional wrestling. Junkyard Dog, Hacksaw Butch Reed, all that. So anyway, all of a sudden, Sebastian goes, "Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Mason! Mason! Mason!" He goes storming through the house. And I'm like, what's happened? Now,
okay.
I got twice
bigger
that happened.
Than the Luca reaction?
Well, that had Luca was later in the at night. But it was the same reaction.
Okay.
And I'm like, what's happening, Sebastian? He goes, Mason, hurry up! Mason at speed! Mason at speed! Mason at speed! And I'm like, what is he saying? And he's like, Dad, it's speed! I said,
what's
he
speed?
He goes, tell him who speed is, Del.
It's a streamer. His full handle is I Show Speed, but it's just a Gen Z streamer who's very popular. It doesn't matter.
He's actually really fast.
Oh, he's fast.
He's actually he raced Noah Lyles and almost he almost tied him. Was it a 60-yard to 40-yard dash?
I don't know his history. I just know
this dude can
that he pops up on my
really fast.
Well, was he wrestle now?
Well, he got in. Well, you know, he's a streamer, so obviously wrestling gets a little bump with the stream because a lot of the same. There's probably crossover. So Sebastian is flipping out that Speed is running into the ring. Well, apparently, I didn't see this happen, but I saw it on Twitter. Somebody hit him with speared him. What, Sean? Maybe I assume you watched it. Maybe hit a shoulder.
Yeah.
Somebody, I can't remember who it was, hit him with a shoulder to the stomach. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he got – so he did some move, and then he was kind of like just standing in a like – you know, not ready, not an athletic position. Meanwhile, it's some just giant, just the most brolic dude you've ever seen. It just spears him, blindsides him, and then they pick him up and throw him out of the, like, throw him onto the announcer's table. And he's like,
yeah.
All.
Now, I can tell, you know, we can act like it's all fake, but these are, you really get hit, you really get thrown on the table, all that stuff. He was not doing well. They had to take him in a golf cart. Like, he was doing very poorly. And you don't think there's a chance.
Yeah.
You don't think there's a chance that a wrestler said, "Oh, I'm gonna rock this guy."
Oh, he thinks he wants to be in this world?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what makes my kid so mad is I ask, now, why is he famous again? Like, oh, here we go. Because their generation, you're just famous for
being
famous. Yeah. I said, but what did he do? What does he do? And this is a thing that we do. Like, they know that I'm going to say this, and they're going to get mad. So, but what is he like? What's he famous for? What did he do? What famous thing did he do? He didn't do it. He's famous for watching, for reaction videos and playing video games. I said, okay, but like, did he win the championship of video games? Like, I'll say something like very generically. Did he win a video game championship? No, Dad, he didn't win a – you don't have to win a championship now.
Do.
It's not. He just does good content. Like, it's personality-driven, Sebastian finally goes. Okay, it's not like when you guys had Michael Jordan was the only guy that you cared about. We care about a lot of people because of their personalities. He's a good personality. He's funny. He's interesting. We follow people that are interesting, not just stupid, lame, you know, guys who got knocked down by the Pistons, and that's what they're famous for because the Pistons knocked them to the ground.
Wait a minute. We have those, too. They're called, like,
well, they were music.
David Letterman.
Well, yeah,
Johnny
they were hosts. They were talk show hosts. They were musicians. They were movie stars.
Yeah, they did something.
And now, and to him, and his argument is, no, you don't have to play music or, like, their David Letterman is Speed. Because David Letterman was a young guy. Yeah. I remember when David Letterman was a young guy coming up. There's a Speed or Kai Cenat. Or I don't know if it's Cenat, Cenat. I don't know how you pronounce it. This guy's on. You've probably seen him on 5 commercials. You wouldn't. It's Drewski. The only 3 I know is Speed, Drewski, and Kai Cenat or Cenat or whatever. I know some of the other names, like Aiden Ross and all these guys. They make so much money. You would vomit all over yourself in your sleep if you knew how much. You would choke on your own vomit and die if you knew how much money they made. Kai Cenat, can somebody tell me how it's said so I keep, so I stop?
No, this is fun.
How is it, Sean? What's
I'm just going to let you say Cenat or Cenat.
Cenat, go back
and
forth.
Kai Cenat.
Cenat, he's related to Ben Cenat.
Oh, see, now he's throwing a bunch of different angles in here at me. He just sits in a commercial. Snoop Dogg does a T-Mobile commercial, and Kai is just sitting there. I think he says one line, and that's it. Like $10 million just to do that. Drewski. You've probably seen this guy. He just, I don't know what he
is. Is he related to Bruce?
He creates.
Have you seen,
he creates content.
Willie ain't nothing but the tide. That, have you seen that bit?
Yeah, he tried to bite off a Willie.
Have you seen that? The Alabama fan, it goes.
Roll damn tide, Willie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've seen
the
him.
Guy, the black guy who's with the blonde hair, the dyed blonde hair next to him. You haven't seen that guy. In those
so videos. He did a collaboration with Willie.
Yeah.
Basically, Willie's just a simpleton Alabama fan.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And he's
the one,
ain't nothing but the tide. The two of them were sitting there yelling about how it's nothing but the tide.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah, these people are famous now for, and I ask, what did they do? And now, Drewski actually does create content, a lot of content. And this iShow Speed guy. So you know,
jump over cars.
You've seen the hand, like the hand of God in Brazil, the big statue where it's Jesus' hand is out. He was on that the other day. Now there's a net underneath it, but you don't get to see it. He's on that, and the shot is just him standing there, and he does a backflip. And all I could think of was, oh my God, if he stumbled and fell, he'd fall to his death. Well, unfortunately, there's a net. Like to me,
unfortunately, there's
a
net?
Because if you're going to do that, death should be in play.
Well,
if you're going to be,
I don't know, if
effing around.
Die.
If you're going to be effing around, that needs to be. If I'm going to be, like, I need there to be some danger.
Why?
Well, because this is why, Del.
For
I'm going to tell you why.
For
when
what?
Evil
for
Knievel,
who?
When I was a little kid, and Evil Knievel was jumping over canyons and all that, there was actually a good chance he was going to break a bunch of bones. I need that to be in play for me to care about you. I need there to be serious injury, potential or death, potentially. On the docket for me to
for
care
you be
about
interested?
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to have some danger.
You have to have some danger.
Well, he's jumped over speeding cars coming at him.
That's a real one. Now, I like that.
Doesn't Joel Embiid risk his life every time he steps on the court?
He said that.
How often does he step on the court?
Not. Oh, Blake, did you see the stat?
It's 400.
455 or to 400?
Yeah, Blake Snell. Games missed 400.
Blake Snell once said, we're risking our lives up here in this. And I'm like, you're not risking your life. It's during COVID.
Yeah,
they want us out here risking our damn lives for this.
It's
I'm not trying to die behind this unless I'm getting paid. Like, come on, Blake. Your name is Blake Snell.
Did you ever take a line drive to the face as a pitcher?
Well, now that's risking your life.
That's risking your life. Not COVID.
Not having a mask and social distancing. You were going to – come on, Blake.
Come on, Blake. All right, in your mom's basement. You ain't risking your life.
Yeah, he
mom.
Was streaming when he said that.
Time for me to talk about – you know what? I need you to go this week and get over to Chastain Ford. I need you to get on over there and take advantage of what they're doing because you can take advantage of them right now. If you want the – whether you need a Ford F-150, a Super Duty, fully up – upfitted fleet, they've got it all. Listen, it's the best work truck in the world, and the best place, and the place where most people get their work truck on is Chastain Ford, because there's no hidden fees. It's everything is transparent. They've seen everything. They know how to customize for your business. They will help you if you don't know what you need for your business. They do, because they've seen it all. Because they've been the number one. Commercial dealer in the city of Houston for years. They've got great deals on the Bronco Sport Big Ben, on the F-150 STX, on the Escape, the hybrid. It's excellent. You're looking for a great way to get into that Ford car or truck. I do it. I love Chastain Ford, and I'm going to be back. I bought four there, and I'm buying more because that's the only place that I can trust that they're going to be. Everything, no hidden fees, no add-ons, no markups. It's not what they do, ever. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Okay, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. So we talk, obviously, Luka, huge, huge deal.
Yep, Luka traded for Anthony Davis. Most people don't think they got back enough and Anthony Davis. We also talked a little bit, you know, Cougars lost Saturday, Rockets lost Saturday. It was a bad Saturday. But also, Chip Kelly,
was
is
a big
going
deal.
To the Raiders, and Texans fans not happy until you find out that the Raiders are paying him $6 million.
Yeah, he wasn't good
as an offensive
coordinator. But the Texans didn't have interest in him. I think that was all. I mean, it might have been his agent, or it might have been. I don't know.
Well,
but,
maybe
but
the they had. Maybe he didn't have interest in them.
Well, the Texans never. Did they make it? Did they even call him?
See, I wonder if this is kind of a thing that's been in the works for a little bit. I don't know, but the Texans didn't fire. You know,
no.
There's rumors that Slowick may have been gone by November. Right, that maybe people in the building knew there was a chance he was out in November. If that were the case, you would think that maybe you start planning your stuff. But remember, November's when Ohio State – November wasn't a great month for Ohio State. They lost to Michigan again. Ohio State fans wanted Ryan Day out.
Yeah.
Want him out. They can try to rewrite history all they want, but I remember – the North remembers. They wanted Ryan Day out. And then he wins a national championship.
Well, how many people would rather beat Michigan than win the national championship?
There will be probably 30%.
Maybe.
30% probably.
Just beat Michigan and we'll find.
But so this is what's kind of funny to me is that, you know, Chip Kelly was not – I mean, they didn't do anything offensively in that game. Chip Kelly was – he was on the hot seat. Two fans were done with Chip Kelly. I mean, because Ohio State's always good offensively. But if you crap the bed against Michigan, Day, you go. Chip Kelly, you go. Those fans wanted those guys gone, a big percentage. So then they win a national championship. It's all good. The offense is rolling. And then Chip Kelly's name gets hot again. But that didn't happen until December into January is when that happened.
Well, he was at his best in January.
Yeah. So, and the Texans didn't. I don't know when they made the decision to get rid of Slowick. But if you think about it, it happened, you know, it feels like it happened suddenly. I'm sure it happened before then. But maybe it was just a matter of Houston called and Tom Brady called. And right away, you know, right away they talk to the agent and say, hey, just so you know, we got a huge chunk of money carved out. And maybe they're telling Chip Kelly he could be the head coach in waiting. Think about that. You got an older head coach, much older head coach in Pete Carroll. Chip Kelly is a former head coach in the collegiate level, and he's done it at Oregon, at UCLA, and of course he did it with Philadelphia Eagles in the pros. Maybe Chip Kelly, you know, I would, if you're getting paid $6 million to be an OC, that's the best job possible. You get NFL, you get head coaching money, but you don't have that kind of heat. That's the best thing in the world. And you don't have all the responsibilities. But maybe he's been told that, hey, Pete's going to come in here for a couple of years, and then you're going to take over, and we're going to pay you like a head coach right now. Maybe that's something that's going on too. They're paying a lot of money. If he's making $6 million, I believe that's more than D'Amico Ryans makes. I want to say I heard D'Amico makes five and a half.
Well, don't forget they're paying every other head coach that they had for the last 3 years.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that head coaching position.
So Slowick just got
$20 million a year.
Well, not only that, Slowick got a bump.
Yep.
Salary-wise, so you're probably paying for at least next year, maybe 2 years for Bobby Slowick. Cully, you should be done with Cully, I would think.
Well, I don't know.
You had a Lovey year, a D'Amico year,
Cully,
that's 3 years.
Cully, I thought was five. I thought D'Amico.
No, thought Cully's not five. Cully, I think, was three.
Well, Lovey.
Lovey won't be very long either. Probably three. You're probably still paying Lovey.
Well, yeah. No, you're absolutely still paying Lovey.
But you also may have given him a lump sum. Okay, so Cully, I remember this is the – so Cully received a 4-year contract that guaranteed him $22 million, of which the Texans still owe him $17 million. This was written in 2022. However, I remember there was conflicting reports about how much of that was actually guaranteed.
Hmm.
Because wasn't it Adam Schefter who came out and said, it's not all guaranteed.
Okay.
He's not all going to make – it doesn't matter. Regardless, for David Cully, it was
less than 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It's four years ago now, right? He was the head coach. He had a year. Lovey had a year,
21.
And it's two for D'Amico.
Well, see, in NFL.com, the original article was David Cully had a 5-year deal.
That was what they initially had. Four.
Then another one said four. There was confusion, and also heard that it wasn't actually the money that was out there.
Well, whatever.
Regardless, the Texans were paying after he was done.
Right, and I don't know. Are they going to skimp and get a first-time guy that wants to get in here so they don't have to pay him too much? Because they're paying all their coordinators, and now you're still paying Slowick on this deal, and what you got to pay in head coaching? I wouldn't be surprised at all. This is a family business now. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they didn't go, what about
cheaper?
That guy? He's going to be cheaper. What about that guy? Although they don't want somebody that everybody's going to hate like everybody hated Slowick this year.
But everyone's going to hate any coordinator if the offense isn't going well.
Yeah, right. But if, yeah,
that's
right.
Just a just a price to
I was
business.
Excited. Everybody was excited for Bobby Slowick, and then it just soured.
Everyone was. Well, most people were.
Right.
But as far as the fans, as soon as – if CJ doesn't play well
– boom.
Coordinator.
Yep, it's
play
coordinator call, as well.
They're calling bad. They're calling those Slowick
the
plays
bad
again.
Plays. Bad plays.
They're
not
calling
the
bad
ones.
Plays.
Not the good ones. All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here 9:30, we will – there was a lot of other stuff that went on this weekend that we can – finish up before we get to news of the weird. Right now, though, we're talking about Gulf Coast windows. I've been talking about the windows, but what about the doors? We don't pay enough attention to the doors, okay? Because I don't know what kind of door you have, what kind of front door you have. How secure is it? Is it going to be easy for people to get in? Honestly, that's kind of a big deal. Or do you have a great front door, which is going to be awfully difficult for anybody to get through? The security, the privacy, the economy, all of those things play in. The warranty on the door. If you are somebody that has a shoddy front door or a sliding glass door, I mean, they can get really, really cool. The doors at Gulf Coast Windows can get really, really neat. I mean, when you see how beautiful they are, when you see how sturdy, how the security that you're going to get with them, it's different, bro. It is just different. You're looking for the best way to get that front door or sliding door or whatever door. It's Gulf Coast Windows. Go see for yourself. Get the best door in the market at GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454, or GulfCoastWindows.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
All right, welcome back. We are at the DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Just one of my favorite places in the world, right here. Right here, the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Come on by, just 2 hours down the road. And enjoy. And listen, get your reservation in now to be in the DraftKings Sportsbook for the NCAA tournament. The first weekend, second weekend, both of them just fantastic. So get on over here. Tigers picked up Jack Flaherty. That was on my wish list, a Jack Flaherty signing. You know what? The Astros, we keep on focusing on second base now. We need a new second baseman.
Yes.
Yes.
This is... When are we getting that bum off second base?
Yeah. And
getting him to the outfield where he belongs. Where he
but I think it's underrated how, you know what, they need another starting pitcher.
I've decided that you and your ilk, who was it
ilk?
Who said this? Ken Rosenthal or whoever it was. I'm like not even – this is just a ploy to make me mad. This continuing to say – the Astros are doing everything they can to find a second baseman. They're focusing on every second baseman they can so they can get Jose Altuve to the outfield. I'm convinced that's not actually happening. The more I thought about it, it's so dumb that this is just being like this is a con. This is fraudulent. They're not looking to get Jose Altuve to the outfield. I don't believe it anymore, and I'm not going to sit here and have that discussion.
Maybe
anymore.
The DH, being so he's only on the field half the time. Sam ordered Dell to take some pictures of us, so that's what he's doing.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, you're right. Sam doesn't boss everyone around.
She said, and that's an order on this
See?
Text. Oh my God.
Mom.
Okay, Dell's taking the pictures, Sam. So just stop. Did you happen to see Rory McIlroy this weekend? Holy crap!
Well, his shorts.
No, what?
No, that wasn't him. He wasn't playing on the shorts tour.
No.
I saw he won. He crushed.
Yeah, he was.
Was he 21
when he's
under?
Good. Yeah. But at Pebbles doable. when he's on, bruh.
That's the cool thing about golf is you never know when somebody's going to have a year.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually the better players.
Well, Scotty Scheffler's won three straight player of the year, so you know that.
Well, Scheffler's really, really good. But we've had other guys who have been really – Rory had his moment. Jordan Spieth for a while looked like no one was going to be – like, Jordan Spieth is the next – and then he disappeared.
Then he wasn't, yeah.
Then he wasn't. I remember for a little bit, not to the same level, but Justin Rose had a little moment in there. That was years back. Remember, but the most random ever, David Duval, and then Duval went completely bonkers.
Yeah, about right.
But the most random, do you remember the most random out of nowhere took over golf for a solid year? Early on when we started doing radio.
No.
He became good friends with
Rocco
Tiger?
Media?
No, good friends with Tiger?
Oh. Notably gay?
In Florida?
No.
Why were people used? Why did they used to call him notably gay?
Because Nota Begay.
I know.
Well, that's what
that's what the internet was calling him.
That's
Marco Mira.
Oh, right. Well, he won two.
I know. It didn't make any sense. Like, what the hell is this guy? He's like 42 years old, playing his best golf.
Yeah.
And then he becomes good friends with Tiger. Like, what? None of this makes sense.
Yeah, I think they had a falling out though. Tiger didn't even show up for his Hall of Fame induction. Which was bad.
Tiger seems like a guy who's you could have a falling out with. He's been I think he's a bit of a.
Yeah.
I think he's a bit high maintenance.
Yeah. And did you see Caitlin Clark was inducted? Her number was retired at Iowa.
Well, not just her. Or is this okay, Willie?
And then they beat number four USC.
So you're only going to say that,
right?
Gary and Willie are right about you.
What about it?
What else happened this weekend?
What. Angel Reese.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, Aja Wilson.
Had her number retired.
Had her number retired,
number
too.
22, three-time SEC Player of the Year.
Yeah, Aja Wilson.
Yeah, best player in basketball, period. Yeah. All she does is win MVP. What are you taping?
What are you doing,
Del? This is really getting to be annoying.
Yeah, he's taking a bunch of pictures. Like, he's Sam's little puppet.
I don't think he's doing anything. I think he's just annoying.
He's Sam's
he's
puppet
standing
is what
there.
He is. That's what he is.
So I saw Caitlin Clark on a State Farm commercial. We've had a lot of Caitlin Clark the last 3 years, going on 3 years now.
A lot of Caitlin Clark. You're watching her NIL money?
NIL money.
Let her make some money, okay?
She's doing fine.
Okay.
She's doing fine.
Oh, she makes $79,000 a year.
I got tired of
New York.
Mahomes. I got tired of the Kelce brothers.
Or Indiana.
And I can get tired of her, too.
Really?
If I see too much of you, it was Eli or Peyton Manning.
You didn't see too much.
Chop that meat.
You
remember?
Didn't see too much of CJ last offseason? I did.
Not on commercials.
Yeah. No.
No, HEB. We had a lot of HEB commercials.
Yeah, it's not a great actor.
Telly department. So cook the shredded chicken, meat department. Queso with brisket, whatever department it is. Him and Will Anderson and that one blonde girl and Toro.
Right, and Toro. Toro's in it, too.
But
he didn't say anything.
No, yet. It's just sometimes, like, I'm tired of the Kelces. I mean, I'm really tired of the Kelces. They're on everything. Jason Kelce's unstoppable right now.
Yeah.
I'm tired of Pat McAfee. I can't, although his is less commercials and he's just on every show. Jason Kelce's on every commercial.
Yeah.
Travis is on many commercials. Caitlin Clark is just on our TV all the time, and now she's starting to do commercials. And then Peyton Manning at one point had like seven commercials. Do you remember when he had about seven commercials?
Yep. And by the way.
He still does.
Eli kicked his ass yesterday. We didn't even mention that.
In golf?
No, it's a Pro Bowl.
Oh, I thought you weren't going to watch Pro Bowl.
I was checking.
Kicked his ass doing what?
Well, we had three TVs going. We had Rory on the big TV.
Did they fight? Did they have a.
No, but he pushed him into the big sponge.
Oh, that was him?
That was him that pushed it.
What were they doing?
Well, they just won the tug of war. And he got pushed into the big sponges. I don't know what the hell it is. But
little brother trying to have a come up.
Yep. And then he pulled him into the
My brother got me in a headlock one time I couldn't get out of, and that's when I knew my big brother stuff needed to just be psychological from that move forward. I'm like, yeah, he's a college offensive lineman. Or at the time he may have still been in high school. And I remember thinking, maybe college or high school offensive line. I remember thinking to myself, now I go to psychological warfare. Now the big brother stuff cannot be physical anymore.
No. Yeah, at some point.
He got me in a headlock. I couldn't get out. I'm like, well.
<That's, yeah. laughs>
shift my tactics.
Now it's mind warfare.
Yeah.
No.
See if I can make him feel bad about himself.
He's got a big brain, your brother.
A big head, at least.
It's got to have a lot of brain in there. And is that it, Del? Did we miss anything?
What we missed, Del?
Chase Elliott winning NASCAR.
I don't know who that is. Is that
he beat out Ryan Blaney?
If you say so.
Trade deadline is Thursday.
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Will the Rockets make a trade?
Jimmy Butler said he won't go to the Warriors.
He told them he would not sign an extension with them, which cut off trade talks.
Where does he want to go, by the way?
He wants to go to Phoenix.
Oh, that's right.
Because they promised him an extension.
Oh, yeah, he wore his orange shoes.
And does he have friends there?
I don't think that matters. I don't think that matters.
At some point, Kevin Garnett's going to burn him, and he's going to go on and start bad-mouthing.
The Phoenix Suns allegedly have told Jimmy Butler that they will give him a max extension. That's why he wants to go there. No other team will promise that, so that's why he's mucking it up. He has a place in mind because they have told him, we will give you your money
no matter what. What do they want to give up?
Well, they can't trade away Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause, which doesn't help either. Now, so they would have to find a place that actually wants Bradley Beal.
Oh, my God, my mock draft is live.
Oh. We got to hear the okay, my favorite time of the year is your comments. Lance's mock draft is live, everybody.
One thing that's going to make people
mad is...
Why
did you think that was the horn for the Vikings?
Because they do that.
Yeah, I know, but...
my voice cracked, and now it lives forever because you guys are mad. But...
What is it? What is the breaking news, Sean?
No, that is...
His mock is live.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Everyone.
Your mock draft.
Yeah.
You don't even know when your mock draft is going off. That's just...
Well, I don't... Like, they do a new mock draft every week.
It seems like you pay attention to them like you pay attention to us in this show.
No, they do it. I don't know when they're going to put it out. I just had to have it in by Friday is all I knew.
Okay. Who do you got going number one?
Cam Ward.
And number two?
Number two, I've got...
Abdul Carter,
yeah.
Okay. Number three, Shador.
No. Are we giving away all his mock draft stuff?
No, but I can tell some of it.
Why not?
Number three is Travis Hunter to the Giants.
The Giants are going to take Shador. No, the Giants are going to take Ward. He ain't going first.
What if Cam Ward goes first? Then what's going to happen?
Are you sure that the
Titans need a quarterback?
I know they need a quarterback.
They're not passing on a generational talent like Cam Ward with a second-round grade.
Because you put a second-round grade on him because you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
He just plays quarterback, that's all.
At a high level, sir.
He just plays quarterback, that's all. So I got Travis Hunter 3, Will Campbell 4, only because I think the Patriots will do that. Nah, I wouldn't put him there. Number 5, I'm probably going to get a little bit of heat. I have Will Johnson, the cornerback from Michigan, going 5 to Jacksonville. And then I got Shador to the Raiders. My Houston Texans pick?
Yeah?
What a position would you like for me to give them?
I would like offensive line.
Okay.
Or do you have Igbuka?
Igbuka.
You got Igbuka. I thought so. I thought that's
fans will love it.
Fans will love it. They will love it.
I'll be able to keep my home won't be destroyed. I won't be the arch enemy.
You're not a dumpster fire.
No, yeah. The local fans will like it.
Yeah.
Michigan fans aren't going to be happy because I made Mason Graham go like 10th or 11th.
So ooh, no, he's going way before then.
We'll see. Walter Nolan's better than him, but Walter Nolan's also pretty immature, so he won't go ahead of Mason Graham. Mason Graham is safe. I don't think Mason Graham's all that. He's got these little T-Rex arms. He doesn't get around. He doesn't rush. He doesn't create as much havoc as a pass rusher. But this is not considered a good draft at the top end, but it's really good. 20 through 60 is where all the value is. So, like, people in the top 10, it's not considered very great to be drafted in the top 10. You could see a few teams try to get out of there, as a matter of fact. But we'll see if anyone wants to go bye-bye.
All right. Breaking it here, and then we get to News a Little Weird on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I'm talking about now is she's awesome. Doc Manavis has been helping us older gentlemen now for years here in the city of Houston. If you're somebody going to the bathroom too often, you're somebody, it's hard to start, stop, the stream isn't what it used to be, all of those things that have to do with your urinary tract, it could be that you have an enlarged prostate. If it's not cancerous, then Doc Manavis is for you. Do not get surgery. If you go to a doctor and he says, yeah, you have an enlarged prostate. We're going to have to perform surgery. You slam on the brakes. Are you just – I don't want you to get violent with your doctor. I just want you to get up and leave and go see Doc Manavis, because Doc Manavis has got the procedure that's just simply the best in the world, okay? It's an IV, and it takes about 45 minutes, and then it decreases your prostate. There's no surgery, no cutting, no invasive, none of it, okay? All the pain is they stick the needle in to give you that IV. So you're looking for the best way to handle an enlarged prostate. You got to do it because if you get urinary tract infection, you can get liver problems, kidney problems. All you have to do is go to 975prostate.com. Start the process, 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back. Our final segment here at the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook. We'll be back here tomorrow. One of our favorite places, my favorite place anyway, to do a show. I don't know, I'm not going to speak for you guys because Dell hates everything. So we thank you, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, for having us here. John Chill, tomorrow we will be back here. And we will have another show brought to you by the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles. A man was arrested for the death of his friend who claimed he could dodge bullets after they smoked some weed. Do you think you should be held responsible if your friend says he could dodge bullets and then you shoot him?
No. Yeah, the shooting thing. But you can't be held responsible for him saying he can dodge bullets.
Well, right.
That's just something that somebody high would say.
If he says that, then you should be able to prove, no, you can't.
But you can do that with, like, Nerf guns and stuff. Like, see, I bet you can't even get this. The real bullet is going to get you in trouble.
If he says he can do it, then you know what?
Yeah, but when you're not high anymore.
Prove it.
When you're not high anymore, then that's when the charges are going
to
come.
Do you think being high had something to do with it?
It's a pretty good chance.
Mexican moviegoers are asking for a refund after watching Emilia Perez in theaters. I haven't seen it, but it's up for Academy Award, right?
Yeah, it's a musical.
It's a musical?
I didn't know it was a musical. I started it, and I'm 5 minutes in, I'm like, I'm out.
So you wanted a refund, too?
I want a refund. I just went, what else is there to watch? Let me watch Hooligan, the Polish show about
like the Joker.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see her there. It's this girl Amelia, and something's happening. And there's arguments. I think it's an immigration thing. It's kind of a topical. And all of a sudden, I hear, "This is the time. This is the time we get." And I'm like, "Oh, God Almighty!" So I immediately pause. Google, is Amelia a musical? Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm out. Done. No, musicals, they think they're making a comeback for some reason.
Oh, you and they're really not. This for me. I already did this with La La Land.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
And I'm not.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing
it
anymore.
Just not doing that. A Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now, that's a musical, okay? That's it. That's
it
the
is
last
a musical.
One I've seen. An influencer paid $17,000 to remove 6 ribs and plans to make a crown out of the bones. Do you want a crown of your own ribs?
When I'm dead?
No, now.
Well, what am I going to do?
She had 6 ribs removed.
But then she's got like a leaner.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Right? Maybe she was just a big ribbed girl.
No, she's not. She
so this made her look leaner down in the middle.
Big ribbed girl?
Yeah. Well, we say like in my write-up, sometimes you got thick bone guys. Got, you know,
yeah,
those big
sure.
offensive line. Maybe she had big, thick ribs.
Big, thick ribs. Yeah. I don't think that leads to you getting 6 of them out of there. I think it's for different reasons.
That's
you
good
got
eating, though.
Thick-ass ribs.
That's good eating.
That's good eating. Uh-huh. What, you want no meat on your ribs? Of course
I don't,
you want.
I'm not thinking about human ribs.
Well, if you're, what if you're stranded on after a plane crash?
Like Yellow Jackets?
Yeah.
Like Yellow Jackets. Eventually,
so yeah,
you will
I
eat a human.
I want
I've learned that from multiple shows.
Yes.
The one where the guys, the Chileans.
Yeah, at the top of the
rugby
mountain.
Team or whatever. Yeah, that was a really good movie, by the way. It was also based on a true story.
Yes.
And Yellow Jackets is based on a true story.
Yeah.
About a real high school team that ate people.
It's not based on a true story.
No.
It's not.
Well, it feels real.
It does because
when you watch it, it feels like somebody could just. eat one of their dead friends? Spoiler alert.
Yeah, someone gets eaten after.
Eaten?
Someone gets eaten after.
They die.
One of the girls loses her mind and starts putting makeup on her dead friend. And then we're like, hey, you know what? We got to get rid of this body. So snow falls on it, impacts it, and then it gets lit on fire. Then it's like, oh, look, we've just roasted this girl. Let's eat her now.
It's all is a good char. I do like a steak with a nice char.
Once that happens, everyone loses their mind and starts
eating her.
Ribs
eat good. You said it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe ribs, but they started eating her face off, too, so.
Huh. Well, I mean, good face. You know, I don't know. Mm. You ever had
glad
big face?
Glad he said face instead of something else.
Yeah.
But it's not that realistic. It's not that great. But I'm not eating a big rib girl. I'm not doing that.
You don't want... okay, I won't say
it. I don't know.
I won't say
no,
it.
Don't.
No, don't.
Say it. Whatever you were thinking you were going to say,
don't
not say it.
Yeah.
Well, her face is attached to her head.
See, okay. This is why I'm glad you said face. And you still went there.
I didn't do... kill me. Japan's loneliness epidemic is so bad that women are committing crimes so they can be put in prison. So they're not lonely anymore.
Man.
Do you want to commit a crime to go to prison and so you're not lonely?
Go find a...
I got Netflix, man.
Yeah, but that's still lonely.
You're like
lonely,
to be alone.
Better than no, you're a lonely person.
He likes
better
to
than
be alone.
Prison and making toilet alcohol. What are you talking
about? Pruno.
Yeah.
Look at these dice I made out of toilet paper and some gum.
It's better being alone than
that's true.
Okay, so in West Bengal, apparently a Kolkata woman, forces her husband to sell his kidney and then takes the 10 lakh that they got from it and runs away with her lover. Ooh. I kind of feel like you should get more for your kidney than 10 lakh.
What does that equate to?
I don't know, but it just doesn't seem like enough.
Well, if you can run away with the person with it, maybe it's more than you think, at least in that country.
Maybe it doesn't cost that much to go anywhere in that country.
This is what I'm saying.
Right. So 10 lakh.
You may go far.
10 lakh here, you can't even get to Lake Charles. Okay? I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe there you could go.
I'm going to assume the American dollar is a little stronger than whatever country.
The lakh?
Than whatever you just referenced.
L-A-K-H?
Yeah, probably.
Right. And, in that part of the world, something else happened. Students at Kamataka Shimogago University.
You sure?
They had to purify the college after actor Prakash Raj visited, so they purified it with cow urine.
Hmm.
Do you feel like that's a university you want to go to now because they purify it with cow urine? Did you ever purify Tulane with cow urine?
No, I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
You did poop in a popcorn bucket, though.
But not for purification
purposes.
Not
for purification.
They
may have had to purify me.
they put you in the shower, didn't they?
Yeah.
After you,
I don't know how I got there, but I was there. I just When I came to, I'm like, what am I doing in this shower? These guys standing over me looking? Should we call the Tulane Emergency Medical Service? Like, no. Okay.
I feel like it would have been your roommate would have liked cow urine better than your popcorn.
He was really mad at me for about a week. Really. His Reeboks got all jacked up.
Ugh. Goodness gracious.
Well, you should have
put
them away.
Jacked up. They're thrown out. That's what
you
they
should have put them away.
Well,
don't just leave them around the room.
So for you to poop in?
That's not what happened.
Yeah, it's kind of what happened.
Then why did they get jacked up if that's not what happened?
Well, just put your stuff away. Like week two of college.
How about poop in the bathroom?
Week one, actually, it was week one of college.
Oh, God.
What a terrible start.
What a terrible roommate.
We all got all messed up because we had two guys who were getting kicked out of school already. They didn't last a full week in college. You got kicked out. They got high and drunk and tried to break into cars just like as a goof.
Yeah, that's
and
fun.
Then there was video surveillance, and they went, you can't do that. You guys have to go.
Oh, that's right.
You're trying to.
What kind of rules are they enforcing?
From what's the other school?
Oh, rules.
Yeah.
College.
Hey, man. Our boys are getting kicked out of school.
For what?
Let's go drink as much as we can at all you can drink for 16-ounce tumbler. All you can drink for 4 straight hours or 5 hours. What could possibly go
wrong? Speaking
of
which, Dell, Mopey and Mapes next. They don't drink, but I do.
Well, Sean does, I think.
Do you have any idea how many Coors Lights I had yesterday? Okay. Playing golf first, then going to Sunday Fun Day. Okay. over at Warehouse Live. And then the ride here, I got a ride here, so guess what? Coors Lights were a part of that. And then playing poker. Man, Coors Light, that you should have bought stock in it yesterday because we were throwing down. The best, that's just a great day, okay? It just doesn't get any better than that day for me. Golf, fun day, poker, I mean, and Coors Light was a big part of it. I mean, I can't be happier. I just cannot be happier than what happened yesterday. And I hope that you will too. You're looking for a great way to celebrate or not, or just sit around, or whatever it is that you're doing. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. This holiday season, it's Coors Light.